I'm Mary Engish. It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
I used to not like peppers, and now I love them for cooking, but also just for snacking. So I hear you've got snacking peppers to talk about.
Yeah, this will really help you fall in love with peppers. These are varieties of peppers that are meant to be eaten as an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer, not as a main course. And there's a number of different ones from around the world. Some of them are mild, some of them can have a little heat to them. So the first one is one that comes from Japan. It's called shishito. And shishito is a pepper that grows up, a foot or two tall. It gets maybe 3 inches or so, 3 or 4 inches long. There's actually a new hybrid variety of it called Mellow Star. And when you pick it when it's still green, it has a very mild flavor. In fact, if you let it go to the red stage, it might even get a little sweet. But the best way to eat this kind of pepper and any of these snacking peppers is to either grill it or put it in a cast iron pan with a little bit of olive oil and just char it on either side with some salt. Then it's just eaten as an hors d'oeuvre. Now, the one I really fell in love with when I was in Barcelona a number of years ago is the padron pepper. Padron grows the same way as the shiitu pepper, but this one does have a little heat in it. In fact, this is a little bit of Russian roulette because one out of 20 peppers will be hot, so you never know when you're going to get the hot one. The peppers grow 3 to 4 inches long. They also can turn red, which gives them a little sweeter or milder flavor to them. Then there's a new hybrid out that's kind of fun. It's a little bit different. It's a bell pepper that only gets 2 to 3 inches long and wide, and it comes in red, yellow, or orange color. It's called the Lunchbox series. So this Lunchbox series, you wait till it gets red, and then you can saute it, you can eat it raw. Try some of these snacking peppers this year. You only need one plant to get plenty of fruit.
Here is a question from Susan in Montreal. Last year, Susan writes, I began watering my balcony plants, basil, green onions, hyacinth bean, and cherry tomato with seaweed concentrate. And the houseplants all perked up, did really well, but the cherry tomatoes barely ripened. Many stayed small. The hyacinth beans produced only a few flowers and were somewhat stunted in height. Can you give me some idea why the outdoor plants didn't do so well with the added seaweed?
Yeah, so seaweed is generally a good fertilizer to use, but if you overuse it, it might be something that could have that effect on plants. The hyacinth bean doesn't really need much nitrogen, and the seaweed doesn't really have much, but if you use too much of it, it might have caused some kind of nutrient imbalance. The same thing with the cherry pepper as well. So I think this year, what you might want to do is cut back on the seaweed solution, if you're adding that, and maybe even mix in a little granular organic fertilizer, like a ProGrow or Espoma, a couple different brands that are out there, in with that potting soil of those plants. And I think that will give you a better balance of nutrients, and hopefully the plants will grow much better this year.
One from Mary in Saxton's River. Mary has an amaryllis bulb on its 4th or 5th year. I water once a week. I have it in a sunny window. And they want to know, am I asking too much of this old bulb?
Well, I've had bulbs that go 3 or 4 years so far, but I haven't gotten them as far as 5 years old. I think, Mary, what you might want to do this summer is when you put it outside in a part sun location to let it grow in its pot outdoors, make sure not only are you going to water it regularly, but fertilize it regularly. And then when you bring it in the fall, and cut it back and let it go dormant for 6 weeks and then bring it up, I think you'll probably see that it'll grow stronger and the flower that comes up will last a little longer too.
Okay, send gardening questions to vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening. Submit your question in the post and listen back wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.